Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like...
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his loss.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. There's a new poll out that points to some startling trends on how people are feeling about their money in retirement right now. Find out what your peers may be worrying about, and more importantly, what you can do right now to remove that worry in your life. Stay with me today as I share the retirement money poll, what people are worried about and what you can do about it right now. Good morning. I'm David Hollander, your host. This is Protect Your Assets Radio. For those of you just tuning in for the first time, welcome. You heard the jingle in the background. People around here, they have been calling me the Sandman for, gosh, 10, 11, 12 years now. Wow, that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And last night, the questions were flying. Anyway, I don't know if there's something known as a worry gauge out there that measures people's worry level, but if it did exist, I bet right now it'd be through the roof. It seems like no matter what you read, hear, or watch, we are surrounded right now by negativity and uncertainty. Some believe these times with Russia are like the 60s and the Cuban Missile Crisis. This next week's going to be fascinating. I'll have more on that in a minute. Or what about this past week with the British government outright fighting the Bank of England? We believe that instead of being consumed by worry, it's better to take action, take steps to reduce that worry and put you back in control. Wouldn't that feel better? Well, to regain a sense of control amidst all of this chaos, stay tuned today as we talk about this new retirement money poll, what people are worried about, and what you should be doing about it right now. Now, let's get started. Yeah, it's been tough. Dow Jones off 20.9%. This one really gets me. S&P 500 off 24.8%. NASDAQ off 32.4%. And the MSI EAFE Index International Stocks off 29.19. I mean, just think about that. 20 to 30% off right now. The quarter, third quarter just ended yesterday, Friday the 30th. And here we are sitting with market lows for the year. You'd forget about June. We now just went through where we were. What's to come? I mean, this next week is going to be interesting, to say the least. You've got oil right now. Oil's up 5.9% for the year. Remember we were up over 42% in oil? Now it's 5.9. How about bonds? Bonds are off 14.1%. So when you go look at your account and you say, oh gosh, I am down a little bit. Well, how much down are you? And when the rest of people are down over 30% or down over 14% in bonds, how are you doing? Market volatility, it's there. And the S&P 500, as I just mentioned, is in bear market territory once again. And so the question right now is, how deep will this economic downturn be? If we don't have any sort of external shock, which is so hard to figure that out, obviously, you got to look at what's good in the system before we get into the negative, all right? So think about it this way. The labor market's still strong. The banking and financial system right now are pretty sound in the U.S. compared to where it was in 2008 in the great financial crisis. Credit markets appear to be orderly right now. And the U.S. economy is cranking along because we don't rely as much as we used to on foreign energy sources. So all that's pretty good. So why are stocks down right now and why did they drop this past week? That's the question I got last night a lot. And what's going to happen? So here we go. All right. So as I said, the S&P 500 fell to a fresh yearly low this past week. And that was because of a new headwind that all of a sudden popped up that we just didn't see coming, which was the English situation. And it was a surprise. You had the Truss government, the new prime minister. She decided to do something. Now, I'm going to get into that in a minute, what it means and why. But add to that this. Right now, there's number two, too much global stimulus. Number three, there's too stringent lockdowns in China, which contributed to the supply chain collapse. Four, you got too much unemployment compensation, which contributed to a tighter labor market, which is what we're seeing right now. And number five, you got too easy monetary policy contributed to even more inflation. So those are five problems right now that are out there. And finally, as if all that wasn't enough, Putin upped the stakes in the Russia-Ukraine war. As you know, he's annexing Ukraine, the parts that he basically said are mine. And the U.S. and the allies right now are not going to put up with that. We know that. And so this next week, we should all expect to see the biggest escalation in nuclear threats between the U.S. and Russia since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, what's that going to do to the market? You got it. So put simply, this is all too much for stocks right now at the moment. And that's why markets are hitting fresh lows. And I think it's going to continue. To what extent? Well, I'll get there in a minute. Be patient. Patience right now is really, I want you to write that down somewhere, okay? Because when you start to get nervous, just look at that word, patience. Because I think there's a way out of this. Inflation starts to pull back, which it's going to at some point in the U.S. The Fed says we're going to stop raising rates, which at some point they're going to do. Russia-Ukraine ceases, which will happen at some point, even if it ends up being like the Korean War solution where it never really ended. There's just this demilitarized zone. I'm not laughing at that. I'm just, you know what I mean? Anyway. And then China realizes that economic collapse is worse than COVID, and the UK accepts the reality that one can't solve the problem by throwing more money at it. So once those things happen, and don't kid yourself, we've seen it this year, they happen fast. When they do, stocks will stage a massive, legitimate, well-rounded rebound. But you have to wait for it. In the meantime, you got to hang on, you got to be patient. So what's the big deal about the UK and why should you care? Well, here's why. Wednesday morning, the Bank of England, which is like our Fed, made an announcement. They declared that they stood ready to buy an unlimited, think about that, an unlimited amount of longer maturity gilts to ensure that the market would function properly. This would be like the Fed saying, we're going to buy all the treasuries out there we need to just to make the market feel good. That's a big statement. It's like an unlimited checkbook, right? So while this announcement, which was one of the most bizarre ones I've seen in my career, is going to provide some short-term relief from the yields that were rising out of control, it doesn't solve the problem. And here's why. Because the British pound has fallen sharply against the dollar, and the 10-year gilt yields have risen sharply in reaction to Prime Minister Truss' spending plan. Here's what she said. She said she's going to give money to British citizens to counter the higher electricity bills. That's against what the Bank of England's trying to do, which is to slow down inflation, slow down the economy by raising rates. So you've got one hand doing one thing and the other doing the other, which doesn't work. So what are you going to do? Well, they've got to figure it out. And the Bank of England's announcement doesn't fix the problem. It just kicks it down the road a little bit farther. So this is the first time in my career that I've ever seen this happen. But for trading in gilts and the pound to return back to normal, we got to see one of two things happen. One, either Truss has to scale back or abandoned her fiscal stimulus plan, and or the Bank of England must announce a massive rate hike that will effectively offset her plan. But think about that. Where will rates go? I mean, is this going to be the 70s, 80s all over again with those sort of interest rates? You remember those days. Great for bond buyers. So why does this matter to us? Because this is a shock that, again, the market didn't expect that was coming. And so when you have these sort of things happen, the market just doesn't like it. Market's future looking, remember that. All right, so what does that mean? What does that mean as far as from a technical standpoint where the S&P 500 could go? And what should you be doing right now? Well, look, if first of all, if you're sitting on cash right now, which I know some of you are, because you're scared, you don't know what to do. I'm going to have some more for that during the show today because I know that's one of your biggest fears. We're going to talk about it. But as far as a technical support level on the S&P, we crossed yesterday. I've been giving you these numbers every week. And you may remember I said 3,600, 3,666 on the support level on the S&P. Well, we went through that this week. In fact, we went through the second one to close at 3,585 Friday the 30th. And so the next support level, get this, it's so close, 3,581, 4 points away. And if we go through that, the next support level is 3,427. Mm-hmm. So do I think we could get there? Yeah, I do think that could happen. And so again, can you buy the bottom? No, you know, no one can do that. You can't buy the bottom. You can't sell at the top. That's just day trading. It doesn't work. But if you're sitting on cash right now and you have a longer term perspective, you might want to think about equities right now or even bonds. Bonds are pretty good. And we're going to have a whole discussion about that. So stop arguing. Be patient. All right. Coming up next, inflation. It's not going away. Find out what you need to consider in your retirement plan right now if you hope to maintain that lifestyle you've become accustomed to. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander, the Sandman. That's me. We'll be right back.
And if you want to be free, 'cause there's a million things to be.
Are you located in Southern California, the Bay Area, or Marin County? Visit our events page to register for an in-person workshop in your area. Our workshops focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us for one of our workshops to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead. Click the link in the show notes to view our upcoming events.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Can make it all true.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And if you're just joining us, well, today we're talking about a new poll that just pointed out to some startling trends on how people are thinking and feeling about their money right now. You'll want to find out what your peers are worrying about, and more importantly, what you can do right now to help remove that worry in your life. So this poll just came out. It was conducted by Kiplinger's and Athene. Athene is a retirement company. And it was about the top concerns of retirees right now as it relates to retirement and the recession that I've been calling now for a while. And now that the third quarter's over and, yep, it was down again, we are in a recession, whether they want to admit it or not. We're in it. And so people are worried about it. What does it mean? How about the financial security of Social Security? Or what about the cost of health care? And how about inflation? Doesn't seem to be going away, does it? Well, let's start with that. Let's start with inflation first, shall we? Because if you're like everyone else, you're out there buying things, going to events, flying on airplanes, maybe trying to take a vacation here or there, and virtually everything you buy is more expensive. So what that means is it's taking more dollars out of your account to maintain your lifestyle. And so I'm going to ask you a question, which is, what are you doing right now to increase the likelihood that you'll have the dollars that you need in the future to maintain this lifestyle as your portfolio seems to be dropping this year? Well, one of the things you have to think about are your sources of income, stable type of income, and where is the income coming from when you're retired? Because if your income is where it needs to be and it's keeping up with your expenses, also known as inflated expenses, then that concern shouldn't be an issue, right? Just a different way to think about things as opposed to a number in your account. Because a number in your account doesn't really solve the question, does it? Especially when you just see a lot going out and not as much coming in anymore. So that's why I argue, look, you really got to think about this differently in retirement. You have to think about income. In fact, if you looked at our car that drives around with the logo on it, it says, quote, "It's all about income." And that's, I've been saying that for years. So what type of income streams are out there that you should be looking at or thinking about, or if you haven't, creating for yourself? Good question. It's a different way to answer that question, isn't it? So what are the different types of income streams? Well, let's first think about the number one answer on the survey. The survey said that pensions was one way that people were going to feel comfortable about not running out of money in retirement in this survey I'm talking about from Kiplinger. But how many of you actually have a pension? I mean, when I saw the response, I was like, this many people don't have pensions. So what are they talking about? Because if you look at the numbers, everyone has a 401k right now. I mean, the amount of people out there with pensions right now, it's minuscule. And I'm just speaking from experience, but from the vast majority of people we talk to each and every week, and we talk to a lot of people who are thinking about retiring, it's literally on one hand where I can count those who have a pension. So I know you just don't have it, most of you. If you do, good for you. You're lucky. If you don't, well, what are you talking about when you answer that question in the survey? Are you going to create your own pension? Okay, well, good. If you do, how do you do that? So let's talk about types of pensions, shall we? First of all, when you're offered a pension, usually you have some choice. The company will say, hey, you can get this bigger dollar amount each and every month for as long as you live. We'll call that 100%. Let's just call it $5,000. We'll pay you $5,000 a month for as long as you live. Maybe you get a COLA, maybe you don't. And if you die, that's it. We're done. Nothing left. Your spouse says, well, what about me? You know, good for you. Something happens to you. Now I've got nothing. I've got our house. I've maybe got some money in the bank. Got a car. But how am I going to stay in the house and pay my bills? Because I just lost your Social Security, or maybe I lost mine, kept yours if yours was more. But what about the pension? That's a big part of our monthly income. Well, he or she, they're right. What do I mean? Well, if you chose the 100% payout option on the pension, if you, as the primary beneficiary, dies, that's it. It's over. So maybe you pick the 75% option where you get 75% of $5,000. And in the event you die, then your spouse receives that same amount of money till he or she or they die. Okay? That's called a contingent payout option. Now, you can do that with 75. I've seen 60, 50, 40, 30, 10. I mean, they have all kinds of different options, different payouts, etc. But what does that mean? What does the company usually do when they buy you that pension? Well, usually what they do is they take a big lump sum of money. They've been sticking it away in some sort of a defined benefit plan while you were working, coming out of your pay. And them, they match it usually somewhat. And then you have this chunk of money. They take that money and they go out and they look in the open market and they see what are SPIAs paying right now for those different options. And then they just send you that and then you pick. What's a SPIA? Write this down. A single premium, meaning one time, immediate annuity. Now there's the bad word, annuity. Well, I thought annuities were bad. Wake up. All annuities are not bad. In fact, you may own an annuity called a pension. That's an annuity. Happens to be what's called a single premium immediate annuity. They've been around since the Roman Empire. Forever. Okay. So, sorry. SPIA. Okay. So that's what that means. And you could have one of those. And it will pay you, again, backed by the claims paying ability of that company. So you got to look at that. Who's paying me and what is their credit rating? And how do I feel about that? All those things are questions you need to ask. But you could build your own, just like your company would. Okay? It's an option. All right. Talked earlier about other types of income right now. MIGAs, multi-year guaranteed annuities. MIGAs. It's another acronym for you this morning. You notice the word guarantee. These things are saying that, but who's, again, guarantees backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company. Please write that down and don't forget that. All right. What does that mean? Well, right now there's MIGAs out there on a 3-year. And again, this is October 1st, 2022. I just want to say that. So when you say, well, you said it was this rate or whatever, I'm talking about as of yesterday. Okay. The rates change every day. So call and check your rates. But right now on a 3-year MIGA, $100,000 investment, you're looking at roughly 4.05%. So you can get over 4 on 3-year right now. 4% each and every year for 3 years, and then you're done. Walk away. Take the income. Not bad. On a 5-year, closer to 4 3/8, 4.35%. But you need $250,000 for something like that. Now, there's other options that you could do with your pension through something called a fixed indexed annuity, where your payment can grow by the index you choose within that investment. In other words, you could have an income that could grow with like a COLA, cost of living adjustment, depending on how the S&P 500 does. And if you believe right now the S&P 500 is pretty cheap, which I do, because right now, if you think about it, the S&P based on forward earnings should be trading around 3,900. And we're way off that. So maybe not a bad time to pick up some appreciation on something like that, if you're thinking about forward income. Now, what else could you have that would pay you income? Well, maybe rents. This, again, was one of the responses. Rents. And so I'm going to ask you a question. Are you annually raising rates to your tenants by 3%? And don't forget about the rule in California that our governor signed and passed a while ago about how every state now is rent control. So you have to check your city, see what they're allowing. Let's say it's 3%. Are you doing that every year, raising that? Because if you are counting on your rents to keep pace with inflation as part of your total income plan, then you better be getting a COLA on that. You better be raising those rates so you put more money in your pocket. And of course, you don't want to get fined. So make sure you do it right. How about dividends? Well, bonds right now, as prices have fallen and the Fed has raised rates, there's some pretty good rates out there right now. When you talk about federal agencies or treasuries, on 3 years, you're seeing over 4% in that area right now. And if you're willing to go out over 10 years, I've seen over 5% on taxable munis right now. Those are pretty good rates. And so all I'm saying right now is it's not a bad time, if you're sitting on cash, to think about earning some interest. You're going to lock in that term. You're going to have to wait till it matures. And there's all kinds of other things we need to talk about. So just, again, take this as a general commentary. You have to talk more specifically about your situation, of course, before you do anything and find out what the positive and negatives are of these things. I'm just trying to give you some sort of a world of don't just sit in cash and earn nothing, especially with inflation where it is, because that's just a disaster coming. So someone out there named Pam gave us a call recently. She's been working for the same company here in the Bay Area for 40 years. Her company just merged with a larger national conglomerate. She doesn't like her new manager. Does that sound familiar? Are you dreaming of retiring early now? Well, if so, give me a call to find out if you can. I'm going to give you this morning a checklist challenge, something that you can do on your own to see if you are ready, but you have to call this number, 866-PROTECT, the phone number to call and get your complimentary emailed checklist challenge is 866-PROTECT. Right now, talk to Phil or Cam. They're sitting back there right now. I can see them. Say hi for me. Phil or Cam. Hi, Phil or Cam. 866-PROTECT. Please send me the free challenge. Coming up next is time for our popular They Say segment, where they say they're worried about Social Security. Should you be? Find out. You certainly don't want to miss this one. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back. I've learned all my lessons before
now. Born to be down. You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show, Protect Your Assets, hands-free, anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And the numbers just show it. We are in a bear market now. S&P off almost 25% year-to-date. NASDAQ, EFI index, all over the place. It just doesn't look good, does it? No. So I'm glad you tuned in this morning, because this morning we're talking about inflation rising, interest rates, and now maybe a Cuban-style missile crisis with Russia next couple of weeks. It's going to be fun. That's all I can say. So get ready. If you missed my market segment where I gave you the support levels on the S&P 500, if you're trying to figure that out, you got to hear it. So how you do that is you go to either Spotify or iTunes, type in Protect Your Assets, and then look market segment. You'll see a rendition of my face. I don't know who did it, but thank you. It's not bad. The hair is not bad. Anyway, that's where you'll see it. Okay, so just type in and then you'll hear my predictions for what's coming in the weeks ahead. Again, these are my opinions, and do what you will. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
So I've been talking about this new poll that just came out from retirees, and here's one that they say in the poll. Okay, not that. Anyway, they say that Social Security will run out. Is that true? Can't tell you how many times I've heard this. People just say, well, I'm going to start taking it when I'm 62 because it's not going to be there. It's going to run out. So my answer to that question is, I doubt it. Why? Well, true, your benefit could become less, or you could have to wait a little bit longer to get it. But according to Janet Yellen, you may remember Professor Yellen. She was a professor at Berkeley. And yes, I love UC Berkeley because I went there. Thank you. But anyway, she's the Secretary of the Treasury, in case you didn't know. And she is on the Social Security Board of Trustees. And they released a report this year, came out June 2nd. You can go look at it on their website. You can read all about it. It's a 275-page PDF. Have fun. Yeah. And they talk about the financial status of the Social Security Trust Fund. And according to them, the trust funds are projected to become depleted in 2035. Doesn't seem too far away, does it? With 80% of benefits payable at that time. Now, that's what they say. Okay? What does that mean? Well, think about it this way. It's a different way to think about it. The cost of the program, according to them, is $1.145 billion. You get the theme this morning, right? Well, what's the income that they're getting from our taxes that you see on your paychecks? Remember that? It takes it right out of your check. What's all that tax? Mom and dad? Yep. So you're paying into it. Well, the income off of all that was $1.088 billion. Or, put it a different way, if you do the math, it's about 95% of the benefits payable. So if you think about it this way, tax revenues coming in the door, it's covering a little over 95% of what's going out the door. The difference is coming from this bucket they're talking about running out in 2035. Okay. So how do you fix it? You raise taxes, right? Or you make someone wait longer to get it. Or you do both. So did I answer your question? All right. Now, what you can do to figure this out, super important. I want you to do this today or at some point this weekend because it's important. And I do this every year. I go to ssa.gov and it says, get my Social Security statement. You got to go through a couple tests to make sure it's you. And yes, it's a federal program, so it should be encrypted and safe. But I can't speak to that. Okay. You have to do your own due diligence on that. Anyway, I'm just going to say, get your statement. Okay. And when you get it, you're going to see on page one that they just redesigned it. This happened about a year ago where they redesigned the statement. On page one, you'll see at 62 how much you would get if you start taking it and you're qualified for it. It does 63, 64, 65. Now it goes all the way through up to 70, whereas before it just gave you three dates. Now it gives you all those dates. So you can see what you would get if you wait to collect. So that helps, right? That helps with your income planning if you're starting to design your retirement. Also on there, it talks about Medicare. And if you're under 65, it says whether or not you have enough credits to qualify. Because maybe you didn't know that. Yeah, you have to qualify for Medicare. Just because you're born in the U.S. and you pay taxes doesn't mean you get Medicare. I'm sorry to tell you. So find out if you're eligible to qualify for Medicare by getting this important statement. The next thing you're going to do is turn to page two. And on page two, at the top left, you're going to see your earnings record. And more importantly, there's a phone number. And it says right there in bold, if you find an error, call us. Really? So go through your work history, look at every year, look at the earnings, and make sure they're right. Because if they're not right, then guess what? You're not going to get all your money. And whose fault is that? Yours. Take responsibility, all right? SSA.gov to answer that question. Now, we're talking about this poll that's just out there. This just came out, and it's amazing to me what people say in polls. And if retirement is a priority for you, it only happens when you have a plan to get you safely there. So if the political environment, inflation, a volatile stock market, Russia, higher taxes has you concerned, don't just sit there. You need a plan to protect your savings. So what you can do is set up a 15-minute strategy right now with my team and get your questions answered. Find out what's working for others by calling this number, 866-PROTECT, or check our website, libertygroupllc.com. Now keep it tuned right here, because when we come back, I'll share what income sources people expect to live off of in retirement according to this poll. You don't want to miss this one. We'll be right back.
You located in Southern California, the Bay Area, or Marin County? Visit our events page to register for an in-person workshop in your area. Our workshops focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us for one of our workshops to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead. Click the link in the show notes to view our upcoming events.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And isn't that name so relevant right now when markets are so volatile? We're in a bear market. We've got rising inflation. We've got the Soviets. It's tough. I get it. So I hope this morning has been helpful. This morning we've been talking about this recent poll that just came out from Kiplinger's from folks who are thinking about or are at or near retirement. And the answers to some of these questions were just perplexing to me, to say the least. Let's look at it. Which of the following sources of income do you receive or expect to receive at some point? Number one was pension from an employer at 50%. I talked about that earlier, so you can go back and listen to that part of the show. Interesting, number two was income from bonds, dividend-paying stocks, or real estate investment trusts at 29%. I thought that was fascinating because, again, that shows that people are thinking about it. Number three, interest from CDs or savings accounts. Yeah. Go look at those rates compared to the types of annuity incomes that I was talking about earlier as well. Compare the rates direct with the maturity dates and see which is better. Because according to this, the fourth biggest was annuity income at 22%. But still, it shows that the most people don't understand that there's better rates out there. So go check it out. See what you can find out. If you don't know you need help, give us a call. I like this one. Which of the following strategies most closely matches how you will withdraw or plan to withdraw money from your retirement each year? All right, listen to this. The number one answer, no set plan. You hear that? So you don't have a plan. You're just going to take what you need, 35%. Number one answer. I hate to tell you, but that's not a plan. That is not going to, it's not good. And the other second answer at 16 and 18% respectively was not sure. So let's combine those, shall we? That's over 50% of you out there don't have a plan, don't know what you're going to do. That spells disaster. Not good. What can you do? Well, the folks who are thinking about it say, well, I'm going to take a conservative approach and take 4% out of my account. And then they drop it and say maybe 3%, 3 to 4% a year. Have you seen the statistic about what that means if you take 3 to 4% out of your portfolio? Does it fail? Well, in some cases it does. And as I was talking about earlier, if you missed any of that segment, please go back and listen to it. Your strategy on how and take money out of your portfolio, how and where you take it from. That is equally as important as where it's coming from. Because particularly in times like these, if you're forced to sell stocks or forced to sell bonds to come up with cash to pay your bills each and every month, that could spell disaster. Because if you're down, as I was talking about at the top of the show, anywhere from over 30% on stocks and over 15% in bonds, some cases even more than that right now, depending on the maturity of the bonds. Wow. What does that do to your principal if you have to sell in a down market just to pay your bills? It means that your money will probably not last as long as you do. And then you're going to have to make some tough choices. So why even do that? If you have questions and they aren't getting answered, or you have that feeling, you know, the one that I'm eliciting in you right now, then here's what you can do. Pick up the phone and get your own 15 minutes. It's a 15-minute checkup call. It's going to cost you nothing, but you have to take action right now. Call this number. Now, 866-PROTECT, 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone, 866-PROTECT, and get an unbiased second opinion from a fiduciary to see what you're missing out on. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. My network manager and executive producer, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all the fabulous producers back there doing the heavy lifting, Phil, Cam, Sean, thank you guys. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. KNBR and Liberty are not affiliated. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.